Episode 17, Speak Only Love and Kindness.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
radio. Hey guys, how are you doing? Okay, guys, I meant that in general, like ladies and women and moms and... Okay, so guys, if you really are listening in, hi to you too. Yeah, thanks for stopping by. I just wanted to share something real quick with you. And I sometimes think we get caught up in our own heads. And, you know, we've talked about that negative self-talk and all. And maybe you're having a little tough week and things aren't going as well as what you thought it would be. And so I just want to remind you to speak only love and kindness. You know, one of my favorite Bible verses is 1 Corinthians 13. It starts at verse 4 and it says, love is patient, love is kind. Oh, my goodness. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. You know, speak only love and kindness. And I say that as a reminder because I know sometimes with the new year, we're still in the brand new year and we're all working on our resolutions and oh man, we're already at the gym, you know, five times a day. That's what we wish we were. But you know, you're really trying to push it and maybe already you're feeling a little bit sore and tired and you're like, oh, I don't think I can do this. You know what? Change it around and switch it around and say, you know what? I'm doing what I can do. And that's awesome. Okay. Maybe it's just walking. Maybe you aren't moving a lot. And so maybe it's just you're getting up and moving for the first time. You know, you're walking more to the mailbox instead of driving by and picking it up when you come home from work. Instead, you go park your car and then you get out and you walk to it. That's more movement. That's something to be proud of. That's awesome. Speak love and kindness to yourself because you know what? We beat ourselves up enough and we don't need that. We do not need to have ourselves in a boxing match all the time. We get that enough from the outside world. And so really, really try and work on loving who you are and being kind to that. Because you see what happens is when we beat ourselves up, we then in turn start beating other people up. And I know you've heard me say this before. And if you're brand new, you're going to hear me say it again, that we always beat up the ones we love the most. And they're the ones who need that nurturing and that love from us. And so we need to learn to give it to ourselves because if we don't, we truly can't give it to others. We can't. We say we do. I've been there, done that, and I say I did, but I know still I was beating myself up. And then the ones that I love the most ended up getting the beating, so to speak. Not physically, not literally. Okay, I'm serious. But they got the brunt of the blow from me. And that's not right. That's not fair to them. But it starts with you. And so if I can encourage you this week, speak love and kindness to yourself. And yeah, so if you mess up, remember that big F word we talked about, forgiveness, then that comes into play. But I really want you to make it a great day. You know what? You're beautiful and you're totally incredible. And man, you're going to do extraordinary things today. I just know it. So go out and be extraordinary. Be that amazing woman that I know you are. All right, you go do that. And I can't wait to hear from you. And yeah, I guess I'll see you on the other side. And feel free. I'm serious. I want to hear from you. All right, love you lots. Bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.